It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Hello, hello, good evening, Jacksonville. It is time for an Awaken Me Now moment with myself, as well as my special guest tonight. I have Prophet John Ferranti from For God's Glory Ministries in Fleming Island. Can you say hello to the people tonight, Prophet?
Hello, Jacksonville. Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening,
Kingdom people.
Amen. And we want to say hello to all of those that are also watching by way of social media. Before I go ahead and begin to, I see that people are already calling in. You can begin to call in for live personal prophetic prayer at 904-296-2251. But before we really get into that, we're going to discuss a few things here. And I know that the Spirit of the Lord has particularly put something on your heart tonight to awaken within the people. And when I spoke with him, I found it very interesting that the thing that he is desiring to talk to the people about tonight has to do with the very thing that I have been dealing with the 11-day consecration so far. Those of you that follow me on social media, those of you that are a part of that, we have been dealing with not just seeking after prophetic words, not just seeking after healings, not just seeking after deliverance, but actually developing that intimate relationship with Jesus himself so we can seek him and then find all those things, because the Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. So I know Prophet John is going to discuss the secret to how all of those things can truly be added unto you. Amen, amen, amen. So I decided to consolidate everything into one live episode today by way of Praise 107.9 FM when it deals with day number 11 of prophetic consecration. If you do not participate in that, we encourage you to continue listening. Those of you in Jacksonville, driving, or wherever you may be, even in your homes, as you want to call in and receive the word of the Lord for you tonight. Okay, saying all of that, Prophet John, I would like for you to go ahead and take over and share what the Spirit of the Lord has put on your heart tonight. Amen?
Amen. Can I start with a little controversy?
Please.
Can I start a little controversial statement and or question?
Yes.
So let's pretend for a moment that everything about Christianity was eradicated from the earth. Every Christian Bible, every paraphernalia, every media, every source of Christianity is eradicated from the earth. Tell me, what would your walk with Jesus look like then?
Amen.
You have no way of connecting with anyone other than Christ. What would your walk look like then? See, I found that the fivefold ministry gifting, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, that is there to develop Christians to be the perfect man in Christ, but also to know Christ. But I found that it has become a crutch for many Christians. They have the mentality of the children of Israel. No, no, no. We don't want to go to the mountain.
Right.
Moses, you go. Apostle, you go. Prophet, you go. And then come tell me what thus saith the Lord for me.
Right.
Right, Hosea 4:6 says, my children are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The root word in Hebrew means intimacy.
Wow.
My children are destroyed for lack of intimacy.
Wow.
See, so we find that you're being destroyed by religion because you don't have an intimate connection with Jesus. You're not rooted in Christ. You're rooted in religion, but you're not rooted in Christ.
Yes.
That's why I said, if everything was gone, if you couldn't listen to your famous preacher, everybody that you love, what is Jesus saying to you?
Amen.
Jesus asked the same question of his disciples. Who do you say that I am?
Amen.
What relationship do you have? Do you really know me? Do you sit in church and say amen to everything that's thrown out there, but yet you don't even know if it's the truth?
Amen. Amen.
I find it so hard to believe how confused and how delusional most Christians are. They read the Bible, but yet they don't understand the Bible. The Bible tells us to rightly divide the word of truth.
Right.
But we don't rightly divide it.
Amen.
So you have to understand intimacy starts sometimes with getting rid of some stuff.
Yes.
I don't want to be mean.
No,
but you can't
okay.
bring.
You can be mean tonight.
You can't bring all. You can't bring everybody else into the closet with you when you're going to see Jesus.
That's right. Amen. That's good. That's good.
Right. You can't bring what so and so said.
Right.
You can't bring in the regurgitated religious statements.
Right.
So let me be a little more controversial. When's the last time you went in to prayer with no agenda?
Wow.
When's the last time you went to spend time with your Heavenly Father, with Jesus, without an agenda?
Wow. So can you explain what you mean by that? Like not asking Him for something that you need.
Right, prophetess. You know, generally when we go into prayer, we're always with our list.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I need this. I need a new car. Lord, I need this bill paid. Lord, you know about my kids. They're doing this. Lord, I need you to fix that. Lord, my boss is getting on my nerves. You need to do something about that right now. Lord, what church can I go to, Lord? What prophet has a word for me?
Right.
Can you just fix it for me? We go into prayer like it's a spiritual lottery or a slot machine. We're going to pull the lever and hope we're going to get something.
Wow, that's good.
But when's the last time you went in just to go be with Jesus?
Right.
To say, hey, I love you. I ain't looking for anything from you. I'm not looking for some great revelation so I can impress the people.
Right.
I ain't looking to be moving in power. Can I just be here with you?
Right.
Can we just sit down?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, if you abide in me, we'll come and we'll dine together.
Yes.
We'll sup with one another.
Amen.
Right, what we've done, John 17, Jesus' high priestly prayer, he said, Father, I pray that they would be one like you and I are one.
Amen.
You inside me inside you, them in us.
Amen.
What we've done is we've left the foundation of what Jesus laid.
Wow.
We're trying to build everything else upon an unfirm foundation.
Now, you just said something really interesting here. You said we've left the foundation that Jesus has laid, but lately, especially in apostolic churches, I've heard the verse a lot lately repeated over and over, the foundation that was laid by the apostles and prophets, and we seem to keep talking about that, but without really putting an emphasis on the chief cornerstone, which was Jesus. So what do you think it is that begins to happen in our churches when we only lay the foundation of what God is doing and saying now? We attempt to only lay that by what the apostle senses they heard from heaven or what the prophet's own agenda is rather than actually laying it from the agenda of Jesus Christ himself. What do you think we've encountered in the church? What's gone wrong in that area?
I think we're building on the foundation of man.
Right.
Paul the apostle said, if anyone builds on any other foundation, let him be accursed.
Right.
Jesus laid the foundation of intimacy. That's what he came to. That's
right.
What he came to do. He came to reconcile
us, fellowship. Right.
Right, back to God the Father, so that we may have fellowship with Him. So that's the foundation. But when man begins to try to build something that God's not in, it's only going to crumble. Let me put it to you in natural terms. If you've ever built a house, if the person that's laying the concrete foundation does not lay it properly, everything else is going to be out of whack.
Wow.
It might look good. That's what we're doing right now in the church. We're looking good.
Right.
But we ain't walking in the power we're supposed to be walking in.
Wow, that's good.
We're not walking in the knowledge that we're supposed to be walking in.
Right.
Because we've left intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
We've left that place of being intimate with Him, of really knowing Him, of wanting
Jesus.
To know Him.
Right.
See, we want to know more things about the Bible.
Right.
Right, but the Bible says that knowledge puffs up.
Right.
So you got a bunch of puffy leaders.
Yes, very true.
They know a lot. Mm-hmm. They can quote a lot of scripture, generally out of context, but they can quote a lot, But do they really know the King?
Amen, 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 amen.
I mean, even in Jesus' time, all these religious leaders knew Old Testament backwards and forwards.
Amen.
They upheld every feast that there was.
Yes.
But yet, when the Christ came, they didn't recognize him.
Jesus.
So there's a lot of times Jesus is walking in the church and they don't recognize his move.
That's right.
Because they won't move out of the way.
Amen.
They're used to the format. They're used to them being the leader of the show.
Right.
You know, it's more important that the living word says something than the word that you have in your mouth.
Right.
But that requires intimacy. And intimacy requires humility.
Amen. Amen.
We have to learn how to walk in humility. We Amen. Can't put one person above another.
That's right. That's right.
In the kingdom of God, all gifts are on equal playing field.
Amen. Say that.
All gifts are on equal playing field. The apostle is not greater than anybody else.
Amen.
They're not greater than the person that has a word of encouragement.
Amen.
None whatsoever. But yet we make it that way in religion. We make it a hierarchy.
Yes.
That's not humility at all.
Amen.
And we'll never see true intimacy.
Yes.
Right, Jesus said, when we act as one, then the world will know that he's been sent.
Amen.
That's why the world can't see Jesus, because Amen. They can't see oneness in the kingdom.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes. Wow.
So if we want to be intimate, sometimes we got to learn to lose some baggage.
Wow. Wow.
We got to learn how to have alone time.
Yes.
See, Amen. When we have alone time, then corporate time becomes greater.
Yes.
Let me tell you a key thing about really knowing the voice of the Lord. You must learn how to become empty.
Yes. Amen.
But most people don't want to be empty of their agenda.
Right.
They don't want to be empty of their list. They don't want to be emptied of their pride.
Mm-hmm.
They have a word and they want everybody to know that they have a word.
Right.
Right, the Bible says that we're transformed from glory to glory into the image of Christ.
Amen.
But most Christians are going from prophetic word to prophetic word.
You're right.
And there's no transformation.
Amen. Wow. And I think the reason that people need to understand that the prophet does not have the power to transform you.
No.
The prophet that sees through a glass darkly, and then we will see face to face, is really there to lead you into that face to face to relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself. So when the prophet delivers that piece of the puzzle to you concerning your destiny or whatever's going on in your life at the moment, it'll make you hungry and provoke you even more to want to go into that intimate realm with the Lord, to seek his face, thinking that you're just going there to get the rest of the picture, but while you're in that place, you end up falling in love with Jesus, because you cannot fall in love, not fall in love with him when you're in his presence.
Absolutely correct. You know, and let me just say, the prophet is not the church fortune teller.
Right.
We've made it that way.
Yeah.
It's the truth. I know, and you know, when you walk into a meeting, you can sense when people are trying to pull a word out of you.
Right.
I got a word for you. Go to your closet.
Amen.
You'll find everything that you need right there. See, I told you, I told her before we got started, I said, I came to be controversial tonight.
That's fine. We got some people.
See, here, let me help you. The reason why I'm
calling from the closet right now.
Listen, the reason why I'm being this way is because I am here to try to push you out of a comfort zone, out of a place of religion, into a place of intimacy.
Right.
To help you to understand that when you're in his presence,
mm-hmm.
all that weight that you've been trying to get off of you through religion
mm-hmm.
will fall off in an instant.
Amen.
That's why his presence is there, is to bring freedom to you.
Amen. 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 You're preaching good.
It's always a foundation of intimacy.
Amen.
If we lose sight of that, we're losing sight of what Christianity is really about.
Yes, amen.
You know, I posted this on Facebook. I said, when Christians get more excited about their favorite preacher than they do about their own personal time with Jesus, then I'm afraid the keys of the kingdom have been lost.
Wow, the keys of the kingdom have been lost. My goodness.
So let's get some keys back.
Jesus. I like that. Guys, if you feel like you have lost different keys to your life, if you feel like different doors that should be opening that you know God has promised you that have not opened, or maybe you've desired to go to that next place with the Lord, but you felt as if you didn't have that aspect of wisdom on the how to get to that place, we want you to call in right now to 904-296-2251 so we can begin personally ministering prophetically to you tonight. Amen. First caller, who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Juanita.
Hi, Juanita. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine.
Okay, don't listen. Don't. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't tell us anything. We want to hear from the Spirit of the Lord, okay? I'm going to go ahead and allow Prophet John to begin to minister to you. Amen.
All right, the very first thing I heard as soon as you said your name is, the Lord says, do not be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you do not faint.
Amen.
God wants to shift you out of this place of worship for something to worship in someone. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
A lot of times we're taught, the breakthrough's in your worship, and I'm not disagreeing with that. But what I sense from the Spirit of the Lord is He wants you to fall head over heels in love with Him again.
Yes, sir.
Come back to that place of worship that you once knew, that you once experienced. You know, it's like that honeymoon stage when we first come to Jesus. You know, there's nothing that keeps us from Him, that we become so childlike. We forget all the, we haven't even been taught anything yet, but we do know about loving Him. So He wants to bring you back to this place of loving Him. Because in that place is where you're going to find your strength. And in that place is where He is going to restore to you this emotional trauma that you've been through. God is restoring joy back to your life. He is restoring strength. He's restoring peace. He's restoring comfort back into your life. God says, I'm your husband. And I'm going to treat you like no other man could ever treat you. He said, but you got to lay it all down. You got to let everything go. Every past hurt. God, I'm not, I'm sad for the things that's happened in your life. God didn't cause these things to happen in your life, but He wants to fix all those things.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants to restore you. And I see where God is bringing sleep back into your life. You haven't slept well for months. And God is bringing sleep back into your life tonight. Tonight will be the first night that you've had straight, sound, peaceful sleep. Right? And I not only see emotional healing, I see physical healing in your body tonight. There's something about your lower back that I'm sensing. That right now, in the name of Jesus, God is restoring that to its fullness.
Thank you, Lord.
And I see a new job on the horizon. Right? God says, stand still and watch my hand. Here's a little statement for you. When you can't see God's hand in your life, you have to trust God's heart for your life. And God's heart for you is nothing but love, is nothing but goodness. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. I'm going to primarily allow Prophet John to flow tonight. Amen. But I speak a blessing over your life. Amen. I thank you for calling in. God bless you. All right. Thank you. All right, guys. Social media is Consecration Day 11. I need some of you guys to call in because I want Prophet John here to begin to awaken some things within you, those that are pressed for 11 days straight. I really, really want him to begin to minister by way of the Spirit of the Lord to you tonight. Amen. 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 Michelle Rose, why don't you try calling in? I believe there is a word from the Lord for you. Amen. All right, next caller, who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hi there. Who am I speaking with?
Juanita.
Juanita?
Yes, Twanita.
Oh, Twanita. Okay. I was like, okay. Hi. It's so nice. No, I'm not laughing at your name. I think the lady before you was Juanita, right?
I think so.
So I was a little confused. Okay. Well, praise the Lord for what he's doing with the Nitas tonight. Amen. All right. I'm going to go ahead and allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister to you through Prophet John, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Twanita, I don't know why. As soon as I heard your name, the word that I heard was dance.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you're in some kind of dance ministry, but I heard the word dance, and I'm reminded of David. And when those tried to silence him in his dance and his praise, he said, "All the more vile shall I praise the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
And I see where, and you know, I really can't prove this biblically, but I see where, you know, the Bible says that he's given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And I see that when you dance, when you praise the Lord, and it might just be in your closet, that the powers of darkness flee.
Yes, God.
So what you have to understand is by faith, when God is calling you to start the dance, that things are changing in the atmosphere. God says, don't let anybody squash the dream that I've placed on the inside of you.
Yes.
Don't you allow those fake, false, religious, prophesying people
say it
that are trying to control you.
Nah,
I love it.
Keep you from the dream that I placed on the inside of you. Did I not tell you? Did I not tell you, says the Lord, that I would do this thing for you? Didn't I say that to you? So now why have you turned to man's counsel? And they have now led you astray from the dream. So God says, to show you that I'm God, in the next 30 days, he said, I'm going to rebirth in you the dream to a greater capacity than when it first came to you.
My God. Jesus.
And I'm going to align some people into your life to accelerate.
That's what I saw.
To accelerate the fulfillment of the dream.
Yes, Jesus.
You see, the dream was not dormant.
Yes, Jesus.
It was just in the birth canal. And so you got to get ready because God's about to birth this thing, so you better put on some running shoes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's some kind of ministry. I don't know if it's a dance team or what it is. But God said, get ready because you're about to go through. This is about to come through the birth canal. And I'm sending some helpmates. I'm sending some, what do they call them things, them women that come?
Midwife.
I am sending you some spiritual midwives to help birth this dream through you, to help birth this vision through you.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He said, you better go back to the paper when I told you to write it down. When I said, make the vision plainly because it'll surely come to pass. He said, you better go dig up the paper out of the bookshelf because you're about to see it with your own eyes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, yes.
And I don't know what God's talking about your eyes. I think it's both spiritual and natural. God's healing your eyes right now in the name of Jesus in the natural. But he's opening up your spiritual eyes because he wants you to see that there's more with you than against you.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, woman of God, you better get ready. I ain't lying.
I receive it.
You better go to the store and get you some Nikes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get you
yes,
some
sir.
Spiritual Nikes, girl. I'm telling you the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you're about to be running.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can see it happening. God bless you. I appreciate
woman of God.
You.
Yeah. Are you finished? I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm done.
No, I just saw the
Don't
Lord handing you some keys to a building. Amen. Oh, Rabbi Sunday.
Hallelujah.
There's been some inconsistency. I don't know if you hold practices or try to get things together where people have helped you out and let you practice here or do this here and there. And it's like there's been an inconsistency. They let you for a while, and then you got to move to the next location. And then they let you. But God said, no, don't worry about the inconsistency of practice. This thing will be birthed forth because I'm getting ready to hand you a building within the next 45 days, says the Spirit of the Living God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen. Lord. Praise Jesus.
I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, and I want you to understand, I'm not one of these sow a seed prophet. I'm not going to ask you to sow a seed to my ministry tonight. The Lord, because of the intensity of this word, he wants you, I don't know how to say this without sounding heretical, he almost wants you to place a bet on it. I hear him say,
yes.
I bet me. What I want you to do is I want you to sow into Prophet John Franti's ministry tonight. Can you tell them how they could sow tonight, Prophet?
Yeah, you can go to forgodsgloryministries.com. forgodsgloryministries.com. And there's a PayPal link that you can click on.
My God, that was a powerful word.
Listen to me, woman.
Go ahead.
Listen to me, woman of God. Here's the reason why Prophetess is asking you to do that. I don't do that with money either, but you can keep it in your hand if you'd like, but I'm going to tell you why God wants you to do it. Because he wants you to see that when you release it from your hand, mm-hmm. people are going to begin to release from their hand into your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
It's called putting a little action to your faith.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You've just been sowing in the wrong places.
Yes, sir.
See, all them places that you thought that you heard God because they were operating in the spirit of manipulation.
Woo.
It was contaminated ground.
Jesus.
My God.
But let me tell you what God's fixing to do for you. God's going to take the bad seed. Well, excuse me. You sowed good seed, but in bad ground. God's going to supernaturally move it out of the bad ground and place it into kingdom ground.
Thank you, Lord.
To where you begin to reap a harvest off of that.
I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
My God, what a word have you had tonight. Dear God, Jesus.
Yes.
Woo, I'd be rejoicing. My God. All right, woman of God. All right, Jacksonville, you're welcome. 904-296-LOVE-YOU-2251. Call in live prophetic calls. Amen. 904-296-2251. All right, who am I speaking with tonight? Woo! Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this? Who am I speaking with?
Kim Henderson.
It seems like that there's a reverb in the background. I'm not sure what's going on. It sounds like my echo. Okay, Kim Henderson, God bless you. I'm going to go ahead and allow Prophet John to begin to minister the word of the Lord to you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Kim, I automatically see in the spirit, I see these obstacles. Right? I see all these obstacles that's been placed before you.
Mm-hmm.
And God's calling, he's saying they're not obstacles, they're hurdles.
Wow.
He has been and he is still, how do I want to put this? Exercising your spiritual muscle to leap over some hurdles in your life.
Okay.
You know, there's sometimes when God moves a mountain, and then there's times where God asks us to move the mountain or climb the mountain.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
So I see these obstacles that's been in your life, and God's calling them hurdles. It's time for you just to start jumping over these things.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
You know, I see the Lord taking you into a new place.
Thank you.
Into a new level of glory. Into a new understanding of him.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I feel like you've been walking with the Lord for quite some time, but God wants to shift some things in your life.
Yes.
He wants to shift some understanding in your life. He wants to open up your understanding. This is what I keep saying. It's like his on the road to Emmaus, right? It says that he opened up the disciples' understanding so they could see him in the scriptures. So God wants to begin to open up your understanding about some things in the scripture concerning him.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, because I hear the word teacher. And so you've been crying out, you've been saying, you know, God, you know, this person says this and this person says that. And I just really want to know what's really the truth, Lord. What is it really the truth concerning this particular thing or this particular thing? Because everybody's saying something different.
Right, right.
And, you know, I respect this person that's saying this, but I also respect this person that's saying this. So what's the truth, Lord? So he said, I'm going to answer that prayer for you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to open up your understanding even this night.
Oh, that I'm off, yeah, glory.
So that you can see that some of the things that you've held on to weren't the absolute truth. And I'm going to reveal to you the truth of the kingdom. Because I see you imparting to other people. That's why I felt the word teacher. I see you imparting to other people.
Thank you, Lord.
I see God beginning in a small circle and expanding your influence.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Right, Jesus said, start in Jerusalem. So I see God sending some people into your pathway. You're gonna go through about a 6-month period of being trained and retrained by the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So God can reveal himself to you.
Yes, Lord.
So you can have an understanding about him through Scripture. You know, and I see the gift of healing in your life. I see where God wants to use you to bring healing to people's lives. And I see it on the emotional side of things.
Thank you, Lord.
And you're going to operate from the platform of love. He said the prophetic word that he puts in your mouth doesn't have to be so poignant and so accurate to bring deliverance. Sometimes it's the simplicity of a single word. And he says, just deliver the single word.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, and if I need to, I'll fill your mouth with more.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So get ready for the next 6 months. You're going into boot camp with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
To get some training done and some retraining done. He says you need to go ahead and step on out in this gift of healing.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, when we pray for God to heal somebody or help somebody, we have to learn how to be part of the solution. So get ready, woman of God. He's got some things in store for you.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for calling in. We love you. Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful weekend. Amen. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye. Next caller, 904-296-2251. Who am I speaking with?
Sherry.
Hi there, Sherry.
Yes, Sherry Everett Brown.
Oh, hi. I know that name. God bless you, Sherry Everett Brown. Good evening. Good evening. All right. We're just going to allow the Spirit of the Lord to begin to minister to you. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Sherry, I automatically heard the word writing. I sense there's something on the inside of you that you need to write down.
Okay.
Whether it's a book, I sense there's a book inside you. God says you need to start writing. These just might be conveyed thoughts at the moment.
Okay.
Right, because
about my life, writing about my life.
I sense something about deliverance.
Okay.
Where God has, it might be about your life because it's where God's brought you out of some things.
Mhm.
You know, I'm reminded of the song. That part of the song says, "My deliverer has set me free."
Mhm.
So there's some things on the inside of you that God wants you to convey onto paper.
Okay. I've never heard this before.
Well, that's okay. That doesn't mean it's not in the heart of God. Just because you haven't heard it.
Yeah. I'm like a little shocked. I've never heard it before.
Ma'am, all I can tell you is what is the very first thing I heard something about writing. God wants you to begin to write.
I receive it.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, God's brought you through a lot of things.
Yes, he has.
God has delivered you out of a life that you once lived in, mm-hmm. that had you hooked for a long mm-hmm. period of time. Right? Had not been for the love of God and the grace of God, you would not be here today.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So God brought you out of a lifestyle and a life that you were living. So your message has meaning. And God's ready for you to convey what he's done for you onto paper. And right now, it's just thoughts being conveyed to paper. God's going to begin to remind you of his goodness and what he did for you.
He did that today, actually.
So I'm just confirming, actually, what God was already doing. So that you saying, I never heard that before. I just confirmed what God has already begun in you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just pulling out of you what God's placed on the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking life into a dormant seed that's on the inside of you.
Amen.
You see, because there's people that are waiting to read this.
Thank you. I receive it.
And let me tell you this, you have more value in the kingdom than what people are telling you.
Wow.
You have a lot more value. See, I see the gift of encouragement in your life.
Yeah, I have a lot of that.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, unless we're moving prophetically like we are tonight, unless we can prophesy, you know, specific things or healings or all that kind of stuff, some people will try to make certain gifts insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the gift of encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
And in the book of Acts, it said that they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And it said mm-hmm. that Barnabas began to encourage the people and the church began to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
So don't discount the gift on the inside of you.
Amen.
God said, you just encourage, because everybody needs encouragement.
Yeah.
Everybody needs what's on the inside of you.
Thank you, Lord.
See, when you talk about the goodness of God and what he's done for you and how he's brought you out of some things, it's going to touch some lives.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here talking.
Yes, ma'am, I'm well aware of that. You would not be here today.
No.
But God says your future is so much brighter.
Amen.
He's got plans for you that you cannot even fathom at this moment.
No.
See, you're the type of person, God says, that you like simplistic things.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple, Lord. I can understand it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a simple man, too. I like things simple, too. Don't you, Prophetess?
No.
No, she likes things complicated.
She's a little complicated.
Yes, right. Ma'am. You know, so you're prophesying now.
If they follow me long enough, they know I'm complicated. I'm not simple.
I'm like, okay, where she's going, but I'm kind of like warming up to her.
I understand. Oh. But there are some great things on the inside of you.
You're not throwing shade like that.
But you've got to take this first step.
At first, I'm like, wow, where is she going? I don't know where she's going.
I'm sorry for interrupting your prophetic word.
And over the time, I kind of understand her, you know.
I kind of understand her over time.
I understand. Hey. Hey, I understand
she's,
that, too.
She's far beyond us.
Y'all, the lady, she's saying, she followed me. She warming up to me. She kind of understands what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you get you a pen and some paper. All right? And you get started.
Okay, I will.
Because once you get started, God's going to begin to reveal some more things. Right now, you're thinking, what am I going to write? And God's saying that he just wants you to write the conveyed thoughts. What he's going to place some thoughts on the inside of you. You just write them down. They don't have to be in sentence form. They don't have to be in paragraphs. You don't have to start writing chapters. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just write down the thoughts that God's placing before you. And you get out there and you encourage the people of God.
I will.
Thank and you can watch the kingdom grow through that. Amen.
Thank you. I received that.
God bless you.
Amen.
And Miss Sherry, as the Lord was ministering, I'm trying to be simplistic, not be too complex. I'll try not to speak in parables. No, but in all seriousness, you know, as John, as you didn't seem to be familiar with this book that you, you know, that the Lord is calling you to write, the Lord was just, you know, ministering to me about you and saying that sometimes when we're not used to our voice being heard, we don't realize that we have a voice that needs to be heard. And that sometimes can cause a part of our purpose to fall asleep when that part of our purpose has never been fully activated. So I just hear the Spirit of the Lord say that he wants to awaken that aspect of your purpose to go forth as that ready writer. Urabasana. Even see and hear that the Spirit of the Lord is going to begin to wake you up in the middle of the night. He says, daughter, I'm calling you to the night season. I'm calling you to the night season. I literally see winds of intercession getting ready to wake you up in the nighttime. Urabasana. And the Lord says, not only am I putting a new pen of a writer in your hand this season to talk about the past, but I'm also going to put a pen in your hand that's also going to present the present and the future, says the Spirit of the living God. So prepare for the winds of intercession to hit your room. You know, the Bible talks about different watches. There's a first watch, a second watch, a third watch, a fourth watch. Maybe I'm getting a little complex and complicated here, getting into the Hebraic, but I'm just going by what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. And he said that during those watch hour times, there's going to be a wind that begins to blow over you, whether you're asleep, whether you're at the grocery store, you're just going to have this unction to begin to pray. And the Lord says, as you begin to pray, you need to keep a notepad and pen on you, because as you allow yourself to get silent, there you're going to begin to hear his voice, amen, and your voice is going to be able to read it, to release it, but he's going to have you release the voice of the Lord through pen and paper. So he says he is anointing you today and awakening you as that ready writer. Amen, woman of God. I love you.
Amen. I love you too.
All right, John has something else. You're welcome.
You know, as she was praying, I kept hearing, God's going to reconcile some relationships.
Okay. I hope they're good ones.
Yeah, I feel like there's some people walked out of your life. God's going to reconcile some.
Where everybody left me, basically.
I understand, but God's going to reconcile some relationships. It's going to bring some peace back into your life. Certain things, some closure. God's going to bring some closure through these reconciliations.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, man of God.
Thank you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, 904-296-2251, Jacksonville, and all those calling in from everywhere else in the United States. Can you please state your name and where you're calling from? Praise 107.9 FM.
Hello.
Hi. Can you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Tanzania, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, sweet. All right, NYC on the line tonight. All right, Prophet.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. I automatically heard Watchman on the Wall.
Wow.
God has placed you as a watchman on a wall. It is no coincidence as to where you live. God led you there. I feel like you're like, man, how did I get here? Why am I here? What am I doing here? I don't know if I really like being here sometimes, but God has placed you there. You are a watchman on the wall. God says, get ready. He said, because I'm about to awaken a prophetic unction on the inside of you.
My God.
So you've been having these dreams that have been very symbolic, and you haven't been able to figure them out yet. So God says, I'm about to illuminate in your spirit some understanding of these symbolic dreams. So you need to start writing these dreams down. Actually, God says, there's a dream you had about 3 weeks ago that you wrote down you need to go back and look at. Because he's going to give you interpretation, because I feel like what God has placed you there, not only for your family, not only for the community that you're guarding, but also for that East Coast part. It's a gateway where you are. So God's awakening this prophetic unction. Actually, I hear the gift of the prophetess in your life.
Oh, God.
Don't take that lightly. There comes some weight with the call. So the Lord says you need to begin to prepare yourself. And the way you need to begin to prepare yourself is you need to be in a place of constant intimacy with the Lord. That doesn't mean that you're constantly running to a place to go pray. But that means even when you're at work or at the grocery store or cleaning the house, you're in constant communion with the Lord. Whether through praying in the Spirit or whether through just your mindset saying, Lord, you are good, however you want, however God leads you into this place. But God has called you to decree and declare certain things that you're hearing in the Spirit so that the atmosphere can be changed. Are you hearing me? Lord says, get ready. He said, because over the next 30 days, you're going to begin to hear certain alarms go off.
Jesus.
You hear
Stop
it right now?
There.
Hold on. Do you hear it right now in the background?
No, not yet.
That's why I took my headphones off.
Okay. I started prophesying that you hear certain alarms. Can you hear them sirens?
Fire alarms are going off in her house. No, in her house.
Did you hear that siren go off?
Mm-mm. I had a fire truck pass.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I prophesied that in the next 30 days, you're going to begin to hear alarms going off. And right when I said that, shortly after I said it, here comes this fire truck by your house. God is telling you right now that there's a fire. There is a prophetic unction that he is awakening in on the inside of you. He is awakening the gift of the prophetess in your life as a watchman on the wall.
Jesus.
You're much like a Jeremiah for that corner of the nation. To root up, to tear down, to build. Right, there's corruption in that area. God is ready to awaken some things in this nation. And you're a piece of that awakening. Are you with me?
There goes her fire alarm again. She's not hearing it.
My God. My God. Jesus.
So right now, I'm decreeing into your life the awakening of the prophetess in your life.
Jesus!
Jesus.
Let me tell you, by tomorrow morning, you will be prophesying like you've been prophesying for 20 years.
Jesus.
I just saw in the Spirit where God placed, for lack of a better term, the mantle or the gift of the prophetess on your life.
Jesus.
I'm done.
And you're going to begin, and God's going to, like I said, God's going to confirm this for the next 30 days. You're going to be hearing
fire alarms
go off.
In your home.
You know, a fire alarm, or you're going to hear a police go by in moments of prayer.
There it goes again.
You're going to hear things go off and certain things like that. God's just confirming, I'm awakening you.
Yes, my God.
All right, because let me tell you what's going to happen. All right, because in this time period, all right, that God is awakening you, because and I don't mean to offend you, it's like you're kind of behind a little bit.
Yes.
Right? You've been with the Lord for a little while, but you're behind.
Yes.
All right, but God's about to accelerate time for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, so where you should be in 30 days is exactly where you should be from, like, when you got saved 10, 15 years ago, however long it's been.
Jesus.
People are going to look at you and go, my God, how does she become so mature? I mean, just the other day, she wasn't saying anything.
My God.
Right, so now God's going to couple this gift of prophecy in your life with this gift of revelation.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Right, I see where he's going to allow you to break down things about the prophetic that's been misunderstood. Especially in your region. God's called you to that region right now.
Jesus.
So God said, don't look to move.
Jesus.
Don't be packing your bags.
Jesus.
He says, because I'm awakening this thing on the inside of you.
Jesus.
Because, daughter, we got some work to do. See, it took you a little while. It took you a little while to begin to say, okay, Lord, whatever it is you want to do. It took his nudging, his gentleness, his love to get you to this place of saying yes.
Yes, Lord.
So let me tell you, anytime you're having some stuff going on that you don't quite understand, you send me an email.
Okay.
All right? You write this down. For God's glory at bellsouth.net. And then you'll just have to explain a little bit as to who's emailing me. Give me that little bit of a word that I gave you.
Okay, what is it? For God's glory?
For God's glory, F-O-R, God's glory at bellsouth.net.
F-O-R?
F-O-R, yeah. For God's glory at bellsouth.net.
For God's glory at Bell, I don't want to, at
Bell. Bell?
Bell.
B-E-L,
uh-huh.
S-O-U-T-H,
S-O-U-T-H-F.
Dot net.
Alrighty, got it.
Yeah, so you need to prepare yourself. I see a great journey ahead of you.
Yes.
And let me tell you, as long as you stay connected to the Lord, God said don't go running to try to find some prophetic friends.
Yes.
Don't go running into some other churches. Matter of fact, you probably need to leave the one that you're in.
Wow.
Because they ain't quite embracing things like they should be.
No.
That's why you so dry.
Yep.
That's why you called tonight. Because you're about to shrivel up like a raisin. So you might just want to take some time with the Lord. I've told people this before and they thought I was crazy, but I'm going to let you know. It's time for you to spend a little time, some time with him. He is accelerating this prophetic gift in your life.
My
God. So get ready, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And I just wanted to say something here. The reason I was freaking out about the fire alarms, I don't know if you follow me on social media or not, but in January, as I was prophesying people on live, every time I would prophesy and pull them up live, their fire alarms would begin to go off, okay? Literally, yeah. A few people's fire alarms fell from the ceiling. It's literally on the video on my page, as crazy as that sounds.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
You know. Wow. But the thing is before the fire truck had went by your house tonight, I literally had put my headphones down here and, like, had to walk away because I heard the fire alarm in the background, and I knew that was the presence of the awakening angel, because when I would do those live feeds, I would talk about the awakening angel. That's why the word was about awakening you into the prophetic. So the moment I put my headphones out, I had no idea he was going to say something about fire alarms. And it was that exact moment that the fire truck went by. So that's why I was kind of like just overwhelmed by the situation. And I'm just saying this to let you know, to just kind of validate and be a confirming voice. Yeah. That what he said to you tonight truly awakened the gift of the prophet in you, because when the Lord was awakening other people in the apostolic and the prophetic at the beginning of the year, he was doing it through the confirmation of the sounding of the fire alarms. I know it sounds crazy, but you know, the evidence is there, the footage is there. But I'm excited for you. I'm thankful for what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. Just be encouraged. God bless you.
And, you know, I also want to tell you that you're going to begin to see horses, too. Whether they be live horses or pictures of horses or however it may be. But you're going to see horses. And God wants you to know that's a symbol to you to run with the Holy Spirit.
My God.
This isn't take your time. This is run with the Holy Spirit. Go. I have a little saying. It's called go with the ghost. Go with the Holy Ghost. He's like flowing with the wind. That's how he wants you to be. He wants you to flow with the wind of the Holy Ghost, and that's why you're going to see horses.
Okay.
Amen, woman of God. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And one question.
Yes,
sure. How do I know what church to go to?
Oh, you just asked the Lord where to lead you, but right now I feel like you just need to spend some time with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay.
You just need to spend time with him, and you got kids?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay. You can train your child. The church don't need to train your child.
Amen.
So you take time with the Lord, and then you can train your kid.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. 904-296-2251. We have enough time for maybe one or two more calls. Who is the blessed caller tonight? Who am I speaking with?
Kenya Parker.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and allow Prophet John to minister to you. Amen. Kenya.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Kenya, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Automatically, I heard the word pregnant. Are you pregnant?
No.
Okay. So now we know it's spiritual. There we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's like, I think it was the prophet Elijah said, there's like a fire shut up in my bones. And you're pregnant. You're pregnant with this word from the Lord. Right? You've been pregnant with many words from the Lord. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, but it's you got to get these things out. Now, I see some social media aspect of things. You're releasing these words. God said, don't be timid. Don't be shy. You've been kind of hesitant. Because you ain't 100% positive. But I'm going to let you know, when you step out and you begin to release what the Lord tells you, God will be building up your confidence of knowing him. So he says you've got to begin to release what's on the inside of you.
Okay.
Right, because he's placed some things on the inside of you. And they're not real deep things. They're just simplistic things. They're just things that people need. Stop talking yourself out of what God's telling you.
Okay.
And the key is to begin to release what you're pregnant with. Right? And I see where you have visions. God's showing you things in visions. This isn't dreams. This isn't when you're going to sleep. This is like during the day, maybe in your prayer time, you're having a vision. You're having visions within, inside your spirit. They're images. These are things that God is wanting you. He's giving you piece by piece. You have to learn how to write these things down and allow God to unfold the pieces. And then you go live with some social media stuff of the things that God is showing you in visions. That's what you're pregnant with.
Okay.
Right, because some of these things are life-saving visions for some people. It's answers for them. Not everything that's coming to you is about you.
Okay.
These are for other people. Believe me, God is creating a platform for you to have some impact in some people's lives. But you first have to you have to begin to release some things. And God will give you more.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Woman of God, as I began to pray for you for a moment, the Spirit of the Lord began to show me this pregnancy was triplets. And there's three major spiritual giftings that the Lord has put in your womb that he is delivering in this season. Amen. One of those gifts is the word of knowledge. I hear the Lord say that he wants you to speak in your prayer language more. even a fresh infilling of a spirit as you go into worship. There's also a gift of healing, and there's a gift of deliverance. So I think we need to go because of time, but I encourage you to come up higher in him. Amen. I love you, woman of God. God bless you. All right, Jacksonville, I thank you for participating in Awaken Me Now moment tonight. Tonight's topic, intimacy in the prophetic. Praise the Lord. If you are one of those that have been participating in the consecration day 11, know that the prophetic has been awakened within you in a greater level. Expect to even hear those alarms come going off in your home. Tasha Mo, even the Lord is dealing with you in the prophetic. Amen. All right, guys, so I'll be speaking to you next week. If you're one of those that's wanting to take communion, I need you to take it in the privacy of your own home tonight in order to provoke that personal intimacy with Jesus. His presence is just as much there with you as it is when I'm there with you. All right, guys, I'll see you next week again. God bless Jacksonville.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall. From Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.